Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is an awesome, powerful marketing tool and a learning curve? But listen to today's show. It's the power of a handshake, the origin of a handshake, and I'll do a review a little bit later. Right now, there are listeners that have logged on to blogtalkradio.com, and they're hearing the show all over the world. Within 5 minutes, we could circle the world and let your voice be heard. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. Weigh in. How do you feel about a handshake? Or do you want to bump fists or bump elbows? I don't know what they do. I love handshakes. I love to feel the warmth and the strength and the energy of the person's hand that I'm shaking. And all of you germophobics out there, okay, so take a handy wipe or do whatever you do and cleanse your hands. I don't worry about that. I just love to have the human touch to really feel what's going on with these people. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you want to talk to me up close and personal, and you want to share your story on Live with Kathy, call me at 847-882-8717. But email me to let me know that you're going to call me. Then I will make the connection, make sure we resonate, and then I'll call you back. Imagine you, your voice, being heard around the world. Live with Kathy is archived after the show. Wait about 20 minutes and then log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on the date. Do click on all of the dates in June. June 5th, Roger Plummer and I. We did the entire show, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. No one in the world has thought of pairing Soul Songs and the Bard, James Brown. Log on simplyageless.net, click on video, and watch the video, and then scroll down, and you'll see the first nonfiction book that I wrote, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. They're my techniques, my methods. Over 6 decades, once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And they're so much fun. But take baby steps. And remember, darlings, when you get to the facial and tongue stretch exercises, as we age, we begin to slur our words. No, darlings, it's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. And this is what I found out. You know, I'm always looking for new ways to improve not only my life, but to share whatever I have discovered, whatever I've learned about. Do you know that if you aren't doing these stretches, the exercises that I outline in The Elixir of Youth, as we age, our throat muscles in the back get very weak. And they may inhibit you digesting your food. And instead of the food going to the tummy, it might go to the lungs. And then you might wind up having pneumonia. That's what I learned. There are so many things. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. And you could enjoy whatever season you're in, spring, summer, fall, winter, and make it the best ever. Now scroll down and go to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. 14 of us bared our soul. We want to help you get to the mountaintop. Or are you going to just stay down in the valley? So afraid of the abyss, the deep expanse of the unknown. But we're risk takers. We said, yeah, let's do it. And we did. And all the stories are true. Nonfiction. You will love it. And you know, Father's Day is coming up. The books, The Elixir of Youth, is an e-book and a soft book. And choices you could get at authorhouse.com. Scroll down. The Heart of the Lion. Oh, whenever I see a lion or I see an elephant, I think of my journey. I was on safari in Africa, traversing the Masai Mara and the Serengeti. Now, there's a little twist to that story. I wrote it with Tom Puttrick. Part of it is fiction, but there is a section that is nonfiction, and then you need to know where, what part of the book is nonfiction. You could get it at Amazon. You could call me, and I could send one to you, hard or soft copy. Oh, you're best to just log online or exlibris.com. And then scroll down, 100 Ways to Improve Your Life, chapter three, Aging with Style. You know, aging has been spiritualized, institutionalized, and theorized, but never glamorized, and I will not allow that to happen. I will not allow that to happen. Why can't you be glamorous, 60, 70 plus? You know, it's all your choices. Are you answering your calling? How joyful is your life? What are you going to say at the very end? Are you going to ask yourself, did I live well? Did I live fully? And did I learn to let go? You're going to write this down. Don't miss any of the shows next week. Did I learn to let go? Because it all has to do about the golden thread and how you're sabotaging your own life. And you can't blame anyone. Hey, this is your life. What's your greatest freedom? What is it? And what's the best exercise to do in the world? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is my pleasure. You see, time is life. And I'm giving you a half hour of my life right now by sharing with you how, by making simple changes in your life, you could be living your life like it's golden. Are you bombarded with toxic, negative thinking? Your choice. You see, toxic, negative thinkers, they're bullies, and they're really cowards. Because they didn't have the guts, no glory, to follow their dream. Because they want to say, if only, what if, they would No. You're the Michelangelo of your life. Your choice. I'm extending my hand, and I'm shaking your hand all over the world, encouraging you to seek the life that will fill you with joy. That life begins with living from the perfection that resides within us, not from outer distractions. Why Why do so many people search for happiness outside themselves? They're looking for something they never lost. Can you be your own person? Can you stand in the light of who you are? You see, harmony, balance, and peace exist wherever we are. But to find them, we need to acknowledge them. It's like the sign. Oh, I love this in Las Vegas, in a Las Vegas casino that reads, "You must be present to win." You got to play the game if you want to win. What do you think life is? This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your opportunity to be a role model, to put out your hand to your arch enemy and simply say, like the fourth prayer in Buddha, Nichiren Shoshu, "What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe." Can you really dig deep and uncover the authentic you? The only time we're going to find joy is when we know who we are. Co-creators and divine beings. And you're experiencing humanity. You know the dash? When you came into this life and when you made the transition? Did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? And did I really learn to let go? You know, the joy that you're all looking for doesn't come from chasing for more or being busy, 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 busy. You know, the Europeans think we're insane, and I agree with them. Competing and comparing. Why don't you, for the first time in your life, sit down, close your eyes, and enjoy and listen to your inner calm? No wonder Big Pharma, is making tons of money. Stress, stress, stress. Why are you so busy? Doesn't have to be that way. Remember, it is your choice. Do you have the guts? Put out your hand. And we're shaking on this. Rumi said, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Ah, but today I'm so wise, so I am changing myself." If there is to be peace in the world, it must begin with you, with me, with you, Susie in Boise, Idaho, Sean in London, England, Gertrude in Australia, Zomedy in Malaysia. Why are you comparing? On a handshake with me, can you agree to accept the people in your life for who they are? Can you embrace the fourth prayer in Nichiren Shoshu, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo? What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. And this includes the people that you think did you wrong. These are the people that you're not too crazy about, and you are not to judge. It's not up to us to judge. You see, there are no limits to what we could all accomplish. The only prison we face is the one we create with ideas about lack and limitation. So, on a handshake, remember, next time your life feels bleak, remember you're not alone. Move into the silence. Connect with your higher presence. Just sit quietly. Don't let any chicken chatter enter. Just say, move, move, I'll get to you later. Remember, the most used phrase in the Bible is, it came to pass. And know, with time and faith, you will triumph. But you've got to do it. Can you quiet your mind? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to be part of this consortium, give me a call at 847-882-8717 and let's see if we resonate. Only for newbies, people that are coming on the air for the first time. It's a 10-week commitment. I work with you on your 30-second commercial or 60. And then you want to know what? My gift to you? Oh, there's a small fee to pay for the advertising and to be part of my consortium. So affordable. But then, you're invited to host your show under my umbrella. And then you listen to it. And then you email it to your whole email database and ask them to forward it to their email database, so on and so forth. And before you know it, you've circled the world in 5 minutes. Can't you just feel the energy with this show and my partners? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. Manly men, the Titanics, Impact and Ironworkers, bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength coming together to create a better world. Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. To log on to find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. And you want a job or a career? Get a career in Ironworkers, but you have to qualify. Oh, yeah, take this down, ironworkers.org. And if you qualify for 3 to 4 years, you're an apprentice. And you're learning and you're making money and your health care kicks into place. So does your pension. And then after your 3 or 4 years, depending on what it is that is your passion, you are now a journeyman. And you are part of the mission and the purpose of Ironworkers. They are the co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Get the CD, Ironworkers, a noble profession. We open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And then we segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, grace, swan-like motions of the swan. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. Just got back from working out. Man, it was awesome. And there was Rika. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Remember I told you, it is your choice. Log on heparks.org. Visit your park districts, your senior centers, your libraries. And if it's your voice, oh, how wonder, is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Log on to Toastmasters International. Hey, don't tell me that looks don't matter. They matter to me. I love looking good because when I look good, I feel good. If I feel good, I look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins in the body. Get the book, The Elixir, and learn how to neutralize the free radical damage. Now, Father's Day is coming. You have choices, The Heart of the Lion, John Patrick's new book, The Second Coming, and then don't forget Lobstergram. That's the Tom Petty horn of gift giving. Why not send a unique gift? Oh, your daddy will love you. Bigger is better. Get dad what he really wants. Limited time offer, 3-pound live lobsters. And lobstergram.com. And you could call 800-548-3562. And once you've experienced lobsters, filet mignon, and their lava cakes, you will be spoiled for time and all eternity. Public service announcement, PSAs. Hang up. Don't listen to anyone that calls you. Oh, I'd love to come over and show you my service when you don't even know what they're talking about. Do not give out any Social Security, no, nothing, where you live. They find you. China and Russia have made millions of dollars on con and scam artists positioning themselves in America. They know how to target their prey. They already know who you are. They're pros at sweet talk. Hang up. Thank you, ARP, Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Domestic abuse, emotional, and verbal, it's a crime. It's a crime. Amen. It's time for your voice to be heard, okay? In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. National domestic hotline is 800-799-7233. The public service announcements have been brought to you by people who care. The contributing authors in Choices, Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Kathy Watson, In Memoriam, Bonnie Brooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and my sister, Helen. Get the books. Be part of this exciting grassroots movement. Come on, do I have a handshake on it? Okay, I love the strength of your handshake. Now, you know, on Tuesday, we did The Origin of a Kiss. Kissy, 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 kissy. And then Wednesday, The Origin of a Hug. And Thursday, we did Love Cycles. Love, love changes everything. Oh, the Man of La Mancha. The operas that they have. Don Quixote. And today, The Origin of a Handshake. Now, you do know that Live with Kathy, my shows are eclectic. That means that there's a variety. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. A handshake is a collapsing of hands, as in a greeting. Leo Buscaglia said we must hug, we must touch, we must embrace, we must kiss, We must tell a pat on the back, a squeeze when you're actually shaking hands, to acknowledge other people. A handshake is a short ritual in which two people grasp one of each other's hands. Phantom of the Opera was the other one I was thinking of. In most cases, accompanied by a brief up-and-down movement of grasped hands. Using the right hand is generally considered proper etiquette. Ancient tests show that handshaking was practiced. In ancient Greece as far back as the 5th century B.C., a depiction of two soldiers shaking hands. Wait a minute. I didn't know this. The handshake is thought by some to have originated as a gesture of peace by demonstrating that the hand holds no weapon. Men are more likely to shake hands than women. We usually hug. And it's commonly done by when you're at a meeting, a greeting, party, and it's also done as a sign of good sportsmanship. Oh, don't worry about the germs. I don't buy into that for 1 minute. I've been shaking hands for decades. A handshake in Russia is rarely performed by the opposite sexes. Men shaking hands with women can be considered impolite, since hand kissing is preferred as a ritual for greeting a lady. Oh, I love that. That is so romantic. Now, in China, where a weak handshake is also preferred. People shaking hands will often hold on to each other's hands for an extended period after the initial handshake. And in Japan, it is appropriate to let the Japanese initiate the handshake, and a weak handshake is preferred. But in Norway, where a firm handshake is preferred, people will most often shake hands when agreeing on a deal, both in private and in business relations. Now, in South Korea, a senior person will initiate a handshake where it is preferred to be weak. It is a sign of respect to grasp the right arm with the left hand when shaking hands. It's also considered rude or disrespectful to have your free hand in your pocket while shaking hands. Well, who would do that? Now, I don't know. Some people prefer a fist bump. Typically, not only the knuckles of the hands are typically touched to the knuckles of the other person's hand. Like a handshake, the first bump may be used to acknowledge a relationship with another person. Unlike the formality of the handshake, the fist bump is typically not used to seal a business deal or informal business settings. Oh, the hand hug is a type of handshake popular with politicians, as it can present them as being warm, friendly, trustworthy, and honest. This type of handshake involves covering the clenched hands with the remaining free hand, creating a cocoon. So, I'm shaking your hand, and the other hand comes on top to seal the agreement. I want to all of you, on a handshake, to promise that you will use it and not give in. If you want to do the fist bump, I don't care. It doesn't really matter to me. But you know, germs, well, what about kissing? Kiss, hug, handshake. Be part of living. Until Tuesday, make it a great day. Au revoir.